on peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable
than the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot? Yes. I'm no more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonjour à tous, bienvenue dans Certains l'Emfip, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Christian Charles, mixage Paul-Henri Dimitriou, aujourd'hui Julia Roberts. Pretty Woman de Roy Orbison sur la BO du film du même nom qui a fait de Julia Roberts une star. L'actrice et productrice américaine recevra un César d'honneur vendredi prochain, 14 ans après son Oscar pour Erin Brockovich et plus de 50 films. Engagée pour les droits LGBTQ+, et pour l'UNICEF, Julia Roberts est modeste et douée. Elle a été adoubée par Jodie Foster, Woody Allen, Robert Altman, Spielberg, Soderbergh ou Mike Nichols. Elle a su transformer en dosant drame et comédie, car comme le rappelle son collègue, Javier Bardem, Julia a toutes les capacités pour interpréter de multiples rôles dans tous les genres et sans aucun effort. Et quand on lui parle de son merveilleux sourire, la belle américaine s'étonne que ce soit toujours un sujet. Il vient de mes parents, comme mes oreilles ou mes orteils. Commençons alors par les oreilles et en musique, avec le conte de fées qu'il a lancé, où elle vampe Richard Gere en chantant Kiss de Prince dans une baignoire remplie de mousse.
hear me?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm here.
If what you want to impress me.
Housekeeping is singing.
Got the meat to flirty mama. I don't how to impress me.
Listen,
Edward, I know a lot of nice girls.
Oh, you don't.
I just want your extra time and your kiss.
Besides, I already have one.
If you want to impress me.
You just concentrate on finding out what Morris is up to.
Be too flirty,
I'm on my way.
I don't have to undress me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
I want to be your fantasy. Well, maybe you could be mine.
Mm-hmm.
You just leave it all up to me.
Don't you just love Prince?
More than life itself.
Baby, I'm gonna treat you so nice, you're never gonna wanna let me go.
Thank you.
Dans Certains l'aiment Fip après le baiser de Prince, celui de Julia Roberts à Richard Gere, au son de la musique composée par James Newton Howard pour Pretty Woman. Beaucoup de tubes des années 80 dans le film, chantés par Natalie Cole, Roxette ou les Red Hot Chili Peppers. De l'opéra bien sûr, mais oui, prendre un jet privé pour aller assister à la Traviata à San Francisco, on dit oui. Et une scène coupée au montage que nous avons retrouvée avec un hit signé Bowie et John Lennon, Fame.
There's a club up here that I'd like to stop into for a second to see my roommate, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Daryl?
Daryl, can you just pull up into the back alleyway, please?
The Blue Banana?
The Blue Banana.
Very colorful life you lead.
Say, this is a nice place, I'm sure. It's a very nice place.
I just want to run in for a minute and see if she's there, okay? Because it's just sticky. I mean, I'm hoping they don't spot this limousine as it is.
Block it with my body.
Thanks. Have you seen Kit?
I think she went to Santa Barbara.
Hi.
Here's my number where I'm going to be for the rest of the week. Or call me or come by, okay?
Okay, honey. Thanks.
What's going on out here?
I don't know. You left and all of a sudden I'm in the middle of West Side Story.
That's right.
Why?
Because this is my block.
His block?
He's a drug dealer. It has to do with Kit. Let's just go, Edward.
We'll be right back.
Après le succès de Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts enchaîne les comédies romantiques. Parmi elles, une particulièrement réussie, Le mariage de mon meilleur ami avec Cameron Diaz et un irrésistible Rupert Everett qui vole un peu la vedette à ses partenaires. Le voici dans un document INA qui raconte le tournage avec Julia Roberts.
Oui, on s'est très bien entendu et oui, il y avait une chemistry bien. Et c'est comme un film de Billy Wilder, il y a la même fraîcheur que lui il avait. C'est un des rares films commerciaux américains qui est un joint de regarder, je trouve.
Hello, George.
Hey, gorgeous, having a good time?
Not particularly, but I did what I came to do.
What, you split them up?
No, I said goodbye.
Good girl. I'm proud of you. I'd be prouder still if you were dancing.
I have big plans for dancing. Just give me 30 years.
Oh, the misery, the exquisite tragedy, the Susan Hayward of it all. I can just picture you there sitting alone at your table in your lavender gown.
Did I tell you my gown was lavender?
Hair swept up, haven't touched your cake. Probably drumming your fingernails on the white linen tablecloth. Where you do when you're really feeling down. Perhaps even looking at those nails thinking, God, I should have stopped in all my evil plotting to have that manicure. But it's too late now.
George, I didn't tell you my dress was lavender.
Suddenly, a familiar song.
The moment I wake up, before you...
Then you're off your chair in one exquisite movement. Wandering, searching, sniffing the wind like a dappled deer. Has God heard your little prayer? Will Cinderella dance again? And then, suddenly, the crowds part. And there he is. Sleek, stylish, radiant with charisma. Bizarrely, he's on the telephone. But then, so are you. And he comes towards you. The moves of a jungle cat. And although you quite correctly sense that he is like most devastatingly handsome single men of his age are, you think, what the hell? Life goes on. Maybe there won't be marriage. Maybe there won't be sex. But by God, we'll be dancing.
He got skinny legs, like I always wanted a girlfriend in his car. Cause he's got skinny legs, like I always wanted. Now sister, look at me again. Well, you'd love me if I were as skinny as him. And see that boy with that guitar. He got a shirt and tie like I always wanted a girlfriend in his car. Cause he's got a shirt and tie like I always wanted. Now sister, look at me again. You'd love me if I were a dresser like him. And see that boy with that guitar. He got a blue Toyota like I always wanted. A Japanese girl in his car. It's a blue Toyota like I always wanted. My sister, look at me again. Will you love me if I were a driver like you. That boy with that guitar, he got a baby face like I always wanted. A girlfriend in this car, cause he's got a baby face like I always wanted. Now sister, look at me again. Well, you'd love me if I were a looker like him. And I see that boy with that guitar, he got a little round like I always wanted. A girlfriend in this car, cause he's got a little round like I always wanted. Sister, look at me again. Well, you'd love me if I had a girl like you. You'd love me if that were my real name. But legs, they come in, and faces go, just like old Toyotas. The Jap girl dumped my ass and stole my clothes. She took my car and left me singing. See that boy with that guitar, he got skinny legs like I always wanted. A girlfriend in his car, cause he's got skinny legs like I always wanted. Skinny legs like I always wanted.
Lyle Lovett, à l'instant, dans Certalem Fip, le chanteur de country blues, fut le compagnon de Julia Roberts dans les années 90. Ils ont tourné ensemble dans deux films de Robert Altman, The Player et Prêt-à-porter, qui se passent à Paris dans le milieu de la mode et où, parmi une pléiade de stars, on retrouve aussi le duo Magico, Sofia Loren et Marcello Mastroianni.
Want some wine?
No, I shouldn't. Hello. Yes, this is Anne Eisenhower. Yes. Yes, well, you know, it's just completely unacceptable, I'm afraid, because I have to have my bag. Well, I filled out the form and everything's there. Just, if you could just please keep looking. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I thought you said you didn't drink.
I said I shouldn't drink.
Well, cheers.
Thank you. These French really know how to make wine.
Devant l'Institut médico-légal de Paris, où nous attendons d'un instant à l'autre la sortie des proches d'Olivier de La Fontaine. Voici la veuve de la victime, Madame de La Fontaine.
Isabelle,
avez-vous une idée pourquoi votre mari a été assassiné? Peut-être pouvez-vous expliquer ce meurtre? Avez-vous une raison? Que ressentez-vous ce soir? Madame, quelles étaient vos relations avec la victime avant le crime? Vos relations avec l'épouse de la victime?
Isabelle. Abajou, che diffondi la luce blu, forse tu.
Madame mia, il catalogo è questo, delle belle chiamò il padron mio. Un catalogo gli è che ho fatto io, osservate. Leggete con me, osservate, leggete con me. In Italia 640, in Germania 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, mai. Sono già 1.300, 1.300, 1.300. Ma fra queste contadine, cameriere e cittadine, van contesse e baronesse, marchesine e principesse, e van donne d'ogni grado, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età. In Italia 640, in Germania 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, ma in Spagna son già 1300, van fra queste contadine, cameriere, cittadine, van contesse, baronesse, marchesine, principesse, e van donne d'ogni grado, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età.
En 2000, le réalisateur Steven Soderbergh reçoit un script écrit par une mère de trois enfants, autrefois au chômage, sans diplôme et sans ressources, qui a réussi à dénoncer un immense scandale écologique en se faisant embaucher comme archiviste dans un cabinet d'avocats. C'est l'histoire d'Erin Brockovich, avec aussi Albert Finney et Aaron Eckhart, un superbe film qui s'inspire d'une histoire vraie et dans lequel Julia Roberts plonge avec énergie et humour. Un rôle bousculant les clichés sur les préjugés sociaux et sexistes qui donne la parole aux exclus du rêve américain au son d'une musique de Thomas Newman et de chansons de Sheryl Crow.
Making all that goddamn noise.
My name's George. What's yours?
Just think of me as the person next door who likes it quiet.
You give me your number. I mean, I already got your address.
You want my number. Which number do you want? George?
George. Now, I like the way you say that, George. Well, how many numbers you got?
Oh, I got numbers coming out of my ears. For instance, 10.
10?
Yeah. That's how many months old my baby girl is.
You got a little girl?
Yeah. Yeah, sexy, huh? How about this for number 6? That's how old my other daughter is. 8 is the age of my son. 2 is how many times I've been married and divorced. 16 is the number of dollars I have in my bank account. 850-3943. That's my phone number. And with all the numbers I gave you, I'm guessing 0 is the number of times you're gonna call it.
I've wept for those who suffer long. But how I weep for those who've gone. In the rooms of grief and question wrong, but keep on killing. It's in the soul to feel such things, but weak to watch without speaking. And oh, I'd be willing. There is a
Here she is. This is just the best part of my day. Still don't know if we can use her yet. Actually, I haven't even caught her name. Tess. Huh? Her name is Tess.
Julia Roberts, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Elvis, Vermeer, Manet et Monet, tous à Las Vegas, c'est Ocean's Eleven dans Serpent and Fib. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark, a little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Less conversation, a little more action. You're 30 seconds late. I was about to send out a search.
Hello, Tess.
What are you doing here?
I'm out.
You're out?
Of prison. You remember the day that I went for cigarettes and didn't come back? You must have noticed.
I don't smoke. Don't sit.
Now, they tell me that I paid my debt to society.
Funny, I never got a check.
You're not wearing your ring.
I sold it. I don't have a husband, or didn't you get the papers?
My last day inside.
I told you I'd write. Danny, go now before...
What? Benedict? How you doing? Whiskey and whiskey.
Danny.
Tess, you're doing a great job curating the museum. The Vermeer is quite good. It's simple. Vibrant, although his work definitely fell off as he got older.
Remind you of anyone?
And I always confuse Monet and Manet. Now, which one married his mistress?
Monet.
Right, and then Manet had syphilis.
They also paint it occasionally.
All right, I'll make this quick. I came here for you. When I get on with my life, I want you with me.
You're a thief and a liar.
I only lied about being a thief. I don't do that anymore.
Steal?
Lie.
I'm with someone now who doesn't have to make that kind of distinction.
No, he's very clear on both.
You know what your problem is?
I only have one.
You've met too many people like you. I'm with Terry now.
Does he make you laugh?
He doesn't make me cry.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Thank you.
Bill Withers dans Coup de foudre à Notting Hill avec Julia Roberts et Hugh Grant. Ce quartier de Londres, situé à proximité de Portobello Road, a longtemps été le refuge des Jamaïcains, des disquaires et le lieu d'un merveilleux carnaval. La popularité du film en a fait un endroit chic, poussant la jeunesse fauchée à l'exil. Parmi eux, le fameux Clumsy, un gallois rouquin extraverti mais débonnaire, qui servit de modèle aux colocataires de Hugh Grant avant que Julia ne débarque dans sa librairie et dans sa vie.
I was just wondering if, it turned out that this person,
Thacker. His name was Thacker.
Thanks. Just wondered whether, if Mr. Thacker realized he'd been a daft prick and got down on his knees and begged you to reconsider whether you would in fact then reconsider.
Yes, I believe I would.
That's very good news. The readers of Horse and Hound will be absolutely delighted.
Right. Dominic, if you'd like to ask your question again.
Yeah? Anna, how long are you intending to stay here in Britain?
Indefinitely.
She may be the face I can't forget, the trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song of summer sin, maybe the chill, the autumn rains, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty of the beast, may be the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. Allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Poor fellows. What it takes on this planet to make love to each other in peace. Everyone pries under your sheets. Everyone interferes with your loving. They say terrible things about a man and a woman who, after much milling about, all sorts of compunctions. Do something unique. They both lie with each other in one bed. I ask myself whether frogs are so furtive, or sneeze as they please, whether they whisper to each other in swamps about illegitimate frogs, or the joys of amphibious living. I ask myself if birds single out enemy birds, or bulls gossip with bullocks before they go out in public with cows. Even the roads have eyes and the parks their police. Hotels spy on their guests. Windows name names. Cannons and squadrons debark on missions to liquidate love. All those ears and those jaws working incessantly. Till a man and his girl have to race to their climax. Full tilt on a bicycle.
Pobres Muchachos, poème de Pablo Neruda, lu par Julia Roberts à l'instant dans Certain MFIP. Peut-être que cette émouvante lecture a été entendue par Woody Allen, qui invita l'actrice à participer à sa comédie musicale Everyone Says I Love You. Ils se rencontrent à Venise, entre un jogging un peu fatigant pour lui et une visite au tableau du Tintoret à la Scuola Grande, où il fait le clown pour l'épater et la séduire. Woody peut se targuer d'être l'un des rares à avoir fait chanter Julia Roberts. Dans ce document INA, il nous raconte comment s'est formé leur improbable duo.
Oui, je cherche pour les actrices, les acteurs qui sont les meilleurs pour le rôle. Et j'ai appelé Julia Roberts et elle était libre à ce moment et très enthousiastique. Je n'ai pas beaucoup d'argent pour les acteurs, mais elle était entre deux grands films. Et donc, elle n'a besoin pas de beaucoup d'argent. elle était parfaite pour le rôle.
Julia Roberts chantant « Oh my life » dans « Everyone says I love you », meringue enchantée de Woody Allen qui navigue des quais de Venise à ceux de la Seine à Paris. Pour conclure, certains l'aiment FIP. Et c'est encore à Paris que Julia Roberts recevra un César d'honneur vendredi prochain, avant d'être l'héroïne du prochain film de James Gray, « Kill Your Darlings ». Merci beaucoup à Marie Jarosz de Lynn pour ses recherches sonores. La semaine prochaine, à l'occasion de la sortie de « Queer » de Luca Guadagnino, une émission autour de Daniel Craig.
Yes?
For you.
Something you expect me to wear?
I need you looking fabulous, so that when you walk up behind me and kiss me on the neck, the players across from me will be thinking about your neckline and not about their cards. Do you think you can do that for me?
I'll do my best.
Thank you. Now, no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!